Since Florida executioners started using the drug midazolam in October, several death row inmates have legally challenged it, saying it might not fully knock them out before the otherwise painful drugs that actually end their life are administered. Howell's case was the first state appeal to include expert testimony on the drug. But his attorney, Sonia Rudenstein, says the state wasn't required to prove whether the drug fully sedates people. That's why she's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in.
Otherwise, they could just pick any drug out of a hat. They could, potentially use rat poison or a magic pill that they've discovered that they say will kill painlessly. And they would have to make no scientific showing that that is indeed the case.
In the Florida Supreme Court's unanimous ruling, justices write, Howell's attorneys failed to prove midazolam poses a substantial risk of harm to the prisoner. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.